Listen, church. I don't know whether those of you sitting down here have not heard me before, including some of you who came out now. The only reason, listen very well, the only reason when you come to church like this, with a heart desire, a desire in your heart, listen very well, with a desire in your heart, this church or any church at all you go, and you are in expectation for God to answer your prayer or to bless you, the only reason why you should expect that God will bless you is to appreciate Him for the one He has done before. I have been saying this thing. The denominational thing they put in us is so much until you cannot take any new revelation again. I told you five things, five mysteries I know, I have confirmed. And many of you who practice it, is that all of them are scriptural, that ignite God's blessings. I'm telling you. And there is time to apply each of them. What is the first one I said? Those who have heard me say this several times. What's the first one? Eh? What is happening now? Are you all strangers in this church? No church member here, at least. If you know it, say it now, confidently now.
Thanksgiving.
What's the first one?
Thanksgiving.
Bill, I said, only you know. Stand up, I bet. Tell us the rest. What's the second one?
Praises.
What's the third one?
Offering.
What's the third one?
Vows.
And the fourth one?
Vows.
Fifth one?
Fasting.
See, the mystery, the miracle attached to this. Each time the occasion comes to apply that, it always ignites a blessing. Thanksgiving. Even as human beings, if you do favor to anybody and he doesn't come to thank you, if you come again, you will not give him again. Even human beings. If you give him again, you will give him grudgingly. You will not do it happily. So it is with God. That's why that song, the psalmist says, I will enter his gates with what? Thanksgiving in my heart. And I will enter his court with praise. Praise. And when you thank God, Proverbs chapter 3 there says that you honor God with your substance. That's why you thank God with offering. See, some of us, these little principles that we seem to ignore, I say little because it's something very easy to gloss over, may be the secret to your breakthrough. The way we relate and receive favor from fellow human beings, that is the same way we relate with God to receive favor. Learn to appreciate God with an appreciating heart. I have caught that revelation and I walk with it. And I didn't read it in any book other than what I saw in the Bible. If I tell you this, you may not believe it. Even this morning, most of my prayers, I wake up for the next 1 hour, I am just thanking God. Sometimes I end up just thanking God and the prayer is over without asking Him for anything. Because when I remember the ones he did for me, when I didn't even ask him. There are things he did for you that you didn't even pray over it. When you have an appreciating heart, you are going to place yourself in a pathway of just favor, peace, favor, peace, favor, peace. Because God, see, the food of God is worship. What God eats is worship. Hallelujah. A thought just occurred to me in my night prayer. I was praying in the night. It just occurred to me that God created angels. Do you know all the angels do, as we see in the book of Revelation? All that the angels do is just to be worshiping him. Every moment of the day, if there is a day in heaven. But God dwells in eternity. He does not have time. Time is only for us here. So imagine the maybe millions of years the angels have been living. And all they do is worship him. Daniel saw the throne, and he saw the angels with wings, one covered like this, one covered like that. That's all that's their position. The book of Revelation reveal again, before the throne, all they are doing is holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worship, worship, worship. And he created man, and he desired that he will have fellowship with man. He will also, he gave what, 24 hours, Abby? So, within the same 24 hours, he will want to hear the voice of worship from man. And it occurred to me. I said, could that be the reason why we have different time zones? He made the earth to be revolving. While you are sleeping, some people are already awake, Abby. When you are finishing your own morning devotion, some people are about to start their own. When you are praying your late night prayers, you are finishing, some people are about, they are just starting their own. So as the earth is rotating, human beings, one set after another, a chain of worship of God is going on. Because that is what God eats. That is his food. And this God is a God of reaction. Why did he set it like that? Because each time you worship him, you connect to him. And he wants to be connected to us. And when you are connected to God, hallelujah, do you see angels binding and loosing? No, now. There is a way you cultivate the presence of God so much until you become immune to problems. And that's why he just put it, if a man's way please the Lord, he maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. There's a way you cultivate God's presence so much until that becomes the best moment of the day for you. When you are either, you are doing something spiritual. I'm not talking about this fight that people fight and claim that they are praying. There is time to fight to anybody who says I'm not going to make it this year. There is time for that type of prayer. But I'm telling you, out of 100%, only 10% of your prayer life should be devoted to such. The remaining 90% should just worship him. Anytime you devote your time to worshiping God, his presence comes down. You flow there. And every grace in you is activated. The vision will come when you need it. You will hear the voice speaking to you when you need it. You are just wondering and thinking. You are thinking of something. You are just thinking, you will hear the answer by a voice in your ear. I'm telling you what some of you experience. You're just thinking of something, in your heart. See this man head. Has he been like a monkey? Now think the thing, then you just hear the cause of that problem. Amen. Thank God for the day very well. And after that, lie down and sleep. And see how your sleep will be like. See where he will take you to. When you go anywhere, see, praise God. I've caught that revelation so much. Hallelujah. Until my PA is here, I told you, the envelope is there. I say, every time as I go to the altar, please get me envelope. Always remind me to thank God. How will I say, Lord, use me today, when I have not thanked him for the way he used me the last service? So I thank him also with an offering. It's a revelation. And once I do that, Shikana, anything can happen. I'll be in expectation. Because he'll be too pleased to continue with me. And the only thing that quickens that is revelation, is faith. Is faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Can we read it? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. He that cometh to God, but without faith. This is revelation. The usage of the word faith is applied in to connote three things. There's faith. That means your religion. What is your faith? Religion. It's the same word that is used. Your faith. Your religion. What you believe. There's faith. Hallelujah. Your decision to follow Christ is your faith. That's why in the book of Peter said, add to your faith. Virtue. Add to your virtue knowledge. The foundation is your faith. So it means a different thing. Then there's the usage again of faith that means boldness. Boldness. That I can tell you now, God will do it. What am I exercising? Faith. It actually is boldness. But the faith as used here now in Hebrews chapter 11 is revelation. Faith also means revelation, because in that same Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, that same Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, see the way he put it, he said, by faith. So it's not talking of boldness. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By revelation, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. Which revelation? He had revelation that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But Cain did not have revelation. And you are coming to offer a sin offering, and you are bringing yam and flour and fruits. Praise the Lord. That's why some people teach that what happened in the Garden of Eden, I ate apple. You can see that apple was offered by Cain. It was rejected. There is no apple. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. of sin. He had that revelation. So that you now understand, by revelation, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. And then verse 6, he now emphasizes it, but without revelation, without faith, it is impossible to please him. That is why every human being has one form of religion or the other, is to get to Christ, to God. Everybody, Muslims, is their attempt to go to God. They have the Quran. The Hindus attempt to go to God. Who again? The Shintus and all the religions you know of, including Ogun and Shango and all the rest. But Jesus Christ came and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Hallelujah. And so he had to also ask, who do men say I am? The Son of Man am. Who? And it will take only revelation. Except God reveal this to you, you will never know it. And that's why, unless God gives you a true revelation of who Jesus Christ is, you will never enjoy your Christian life. You'll be grumbling. Unless you have revelation of who Jesus Christ is, unless you do that, you will continue to come to Christ or to even God only when you have problem. And even when you are serving him, as if you are doing him favor by serving God. It's because you have no revelation. And Christ said, upon that rock, the rock of revelation of who Jesus is, I build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail. So Apostle Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord. In Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For it is the power of God unto salvation. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, from revelation to revelation. You go deeper and deeper and deeper. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Therein, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God revealed from revelation to revelation to revelation. Every day you get to know him better and better, better and better. And only God can reveal who Jesus is. Only Jesus can reveal to you who God is. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The true worshippers, we only worship God in spirit and in truth. That means you can worship God carnally and in error. So it's important that you study to show thyself approved unto God. I'm quoting scriptures. A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Anywhere you go, not only here, praise the Lord. A minister in this church challenged me. He said, Daddy, why do you make this statement? Because he is an evangelist. Evangelists like to bring people to his church. All evangelists, they want to bring people to their church. He said, you always say, we are not telling you to come for water baptism so that you become our member. He said, that thing is discouraging. We want them to be our members. So I told him, I say, I am not a preacher of people to come to my church. I am a preacher of people to be connected to God. Everybody cannot be a member of this church. And this is not the only true church. If they hear me now, you go to vex. And they talk to him again. This is not the only true church. If any day you hear any minister here tell you, say, there's no church like this one, it's a lie. There are churches that are better than this one. It's only God that knows which one is which. It's politics, APC and PDP. Until people preach church instead of preaching the cross. If you meet anybody and they want to fire you, arm robber, just tell them, can't you see my apron? I am bright. You preacher, you know you are not a preacher sent by Jesus Christ. We are to lift up Jesus. See, if you can get the people to connect to God, we will have less problem in Christianity. Because Christianity has reached a stage now where you think somebody is your Christian brother only because he worships in your church. Why will Christianity be reduced to that? Amen. Okay, there are thousands of people watching us now on air. So how will they be our member? We don't have branch. But people are testifying. Their Christian lives are getting better as they listen to us. Through what they hear here, they are even knowing which church they should go and which church they should not go. So what I'm saying here is not for you to bring offering to this church. I am giving you a key for your breakthrough to receive from God. Anywhere you go, I disagree 100% with the doctrine of the Catholics. But they are a church in error. But I went to a burial somewhere in Delta State some few years back. And it was the Catholics that buried. So they used the opportunity of dignitaries that came. And they were raising offering for the building of their church building. And if you give, they will write the name, they will announce it. They were doing it openly. And I took 10,000 naira. I put inside envelope. I said, on behalf of Bride Assembly Church, Lagos, Pastor Moses is giving them that amount. And one of the elders from this church that went there came to me and said, but that is contrary. You know we don't believe in what they are doing. Why are you going to sow into it? I said, it's because I have better revelation than you. I said, we too, we are building our own here in Lagos. As you would that men should do to you, you also do it. That's Bible. That is Bible. What you want, give what you want to be done to you. How you want it to be done to you. Give and it shall be given unto you. Now only our church members, they bring offering for this building project. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I give, I sow in a building project, when it is my own time, God will cause people to also bring. It's revelation. That does not mean I am supporting their error. They believe they are building unto God. Even if it is St. Mulumba Cathedral, it is just the name. They believe they are coming there to worship God. They believe they are a church. So I will sow there when I go there. If I go there, I will put offering there. I am putting it as unto the Lord. I am honoring God. And God will honor me. Anywhere you go, then they say in Jesus' name. Even if they don't call Jesus, they only say in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know what they mean. They're only in error. Since now God and the worship, go drop and there. But if the pastor, what of mosque? Mosque in a church? What of shrine? Shrine in a church? I didn't say when you enter a Catholic church compound, then you see all of them bowing before an idol. Then you two go and bow before the idol. That's not what I'm talking about now. You know that's not what I'm talking about. But you know, they are calling the name of the Lord there. And of course, to start with, it's something that took you there. Why did you go there at all? You for no go now. If you will go at all, then give offering there. You are giving it unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. And anything they say, and it is scriptural, say amen. Don't fry your face. Because you disagree with other doctrines. The one will be true, say amen. The one will be lie, inside your heart, say Allah. Amen. The same thing when you come here to what we are doing here. If you disagree with anyone, don't follow us and do it. Because the Bible says anything that is not of faith is sin. You don't believe it, don't do it. If you believe it, then do it with your body, soul, and spirit. And God will bless you. I took so much time to explain this because it is something that can ignite your blessing. And we came here because we're expecting something from God. So I am showing you one of the things that can bring blessing. That simple action of humbly coming to the altar. Father, I want to thank you for the great things you did for me between last Tuesday and now. And of course, you will have prayed now your seed before coming to drop it. Accept my offering of thanksgiving and go back. Confidently now, even your conscience will be free. Pray. Although some people don't get conscience, huh? Some people don't get conscience. Ask your neighbor, do you have conscience? If somebody has conscience, if you have conscience, you slept with a woman that you didn't marry. You woke up, you bath, you come to church, you get conscience. Eh? Do you have conscience? You go to church, you'll be Christian. If you have conscience, your heart will prick you so that even fear will not let you be able to go to church because you feel you'll be insulting God. I'm condemning somebody now. I'm not condemning you. I'm only trying to make you position you where you can receive from God. Anywhere you go. I'm not condemning you. If you are doing that thing, stop it. That's all I want you to do. Stop it. Stop this nonsense. Hallelujah. Stop it. Praise the Lord. Stop it. See what? That scripture. We didn't finish reading it. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. The second statement there. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. He said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now the second statement says, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. He is not a man. He is God. And when you say he is God, amen, it means you know what he can do and what he cannot do. You know his sovereignty. You know his power. You know his might. You know his omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. You know that he is not a human being. He is not the one that will speak like a man. He does not act like a man. Let's read it. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Let's read it, please. Hallelujah. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. Reward. Reward, oh. Reward. Who knows the meaning of reward? Who can use any language, any means? I mean, explain reward for me.
Praise the Lord. The meaning of reward is that he will return unto you according to your faith.
Any other definition?
He will return unto you according to your faith. He will reward you back.
Any other person?
Reward is a token for the action that you've taken.
A token for an action you have taken. That's almost like. Any other person?
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Yes.
It's a payback.
Eh?
It's a payback.
That's
action.
Even a better definition. A payback. Because it is what you sow, you reap. Eh? He calls it a just recompense. Not just reward, but a just recompense. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Bible says to the froward, how will God show himself? He will also manifest for is as you walk with him, that's how he will walk with you. If you walk with him corner corner, he will follow you, they follow the corner corner they go, you will never see results. Because God is not corner corner, God is straight. So he will be following you corner corner until you become straight. If you are walking with God and you go corner corner, he will be following you, waiting for the day you will go straight so that he can walk with you. That you are going corner corner means you are not yet ready for him. So he's going to follow you, they follow you, they follow you, they follow you. If the money you find, he go give you the car money where you look for. Then when you enter prison, he will be there with you. Like, anoint you more. As you cry, he will say, my son, I'm with you. As you sow, that is why you are reaping. Didn't my word say so? For I watch over my word to perform it. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together, running over. Shall men give you with the same measure you met out, it shall also be meted unto you. That is Bible. You know, we are here to pray. Praise the Lord. Some people are here because you want the healing. How many? Now, healing. Now, healing, listen. I know not every hand will be up. Now, when we say healing, you are looking at some medical condition in your body. That is just one aspect of healing. If your business is not as it should be, it needs healing. You used to do it well before. Then, something happened, or whatever it is, you don't know what happened, it's no more there. In short, any aspect of your life that is not as it should be, that aspect is sick. And everyone that came here today, you are looking for healing. You will receive healing in Jesus' name. Even if you don't answer me, you will live here healed in Jesus' name. Your business will heal in the name of Jesus. Your marriage will heal in the name of Jesus. Your body will heal in the name of Jesus. Eh? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Forget say our time logo. Anytime I talk about the cross, I can't stop it. Because I remember where he picked me from. And where he has placed me now. Not as pastor, but to make me his son. Time. As many as received him, to them gave him power to become the son of God. And I have confirmed that I am a son of God. Not because I say it, but because I know it. Not because you told me that I'm born again, but I know who I was before. And I know who I am now. And I wonder self, how did it happen? That day I knelt down. And I said, now, I'm coming back to you. I have found my root. Before the foundation of the world, my name has been in the book of life. I could shout, I've wandered far away from home. Now, I'm coming. Too long I have troubled. Now I'm coming, oh, coming, oh,
coming home.
Coming,
I came home, I came home. Never to go back again. Never, never to go back again.
Oh, good wife, I'm so blue.
When I came, his arms were there to receive me. If you know how I was scattered in life, he picked me up and began to rearrange me. Picked me up and began to rearrange my life. I had no hope, but he gave me hope again. I was full of complex. They came back and lifted me up again. That's why I love that song so much. He takes a beggar and makes him a king. Oh! While you sing that song, maybe it's one person there. You made up your mind, you want to experience what I have experienced that is making me talk like this. For your information, 2 weeks after I gave my life to Christ, I have been preaching till today. Oh, it's only the pastoral work that I started 20 years ago. But 8 years before this ministry started, anywhere I went, I was telling them the amazing grace that I once was lost, but now I am found. You don't know. You don't know who is talking to you. I was so much into night clubbing. My wife is here. I was married. I know the useless life I was living with women. So much. I owned a nightclub. And I was going to build the best nightclub in Africa. And I was almost completing it. When he reached down his hands for me. That's why I sing Amazing Grace. I see where I am today. Sing that song again. Maybe somebody, you want to give your life to Christ like me. You want to experience the peace and joy I have. And be free. Be immune to all this nonsense disturbing people around. Witches and wizards and whatever it is. Come to the altar and meet with my God. And you see how you can turn a beggar to a king. How many people? How many people? Whoever it is, maybe this one person. Now, you kneel down and talk to God. You know you're not coming to me. Listen to that song.
Want to reach it.
Listen to that song.
From silver to gold.
Kneel down, talk to God. Talk to Him. You're not coming to me. Tell Him why you are outside. Tell Him why you are the altar now.
Home valleys untold. From the slum to a palace. Forever to see. He takes a beggar and makes him. He lives in a poor. He lives in a poor.
Oh, yes.
From the dust he shelters the
poor. He
shelters the poor. All my gold and
Pleasing before God. He said he maketh him to be at peace even with his enemies. He said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. And so before we pray now and go, maybe there is still somebody here. You are procrastinating. Do you own tomorrow? What if this may be the only opportunity for you to make that decision and demonstrate it? I'm still waiting for you. As I sing, come to the Savior.
Make no delay. Yeah, he is one. He has shown us the way.
Yeah. our victory is. Try my God. Give your life to him. And see if he will not rearrange your life. Try my God. As you enter that water and come out, if what I have preached is the truth, God will confirm it. And it is not because of that we are going inside the water for water baptism. We are going there to identify with the blood. That's what makes me a Christian. You may be a church member, may not be a member of the body of Christ. So that when you will stand this night in your homes to scatter the plan of the enemy, to deliver yourself, you will do it with an understanding that Jesus has set me free. I cannot be in bondage again. The power chaining me, causing frustration. I am the cause. I have decided to follow Jesus. I'm not turning back. That is the decision they are making, Lord. Father, honor their faith. I knelt down one day like this in 1989. And when I stood up from that day till today, something happened to me that changed my relationship with God. Led me to see the God of the Christians as the only true God. And I made up my mind to follow him, and he has not disappointed me. In moments of trials, he was there with me. In moments of difficulties and frustration, which everyone that makes this decision goes through, he didn't forsake me. When I call upon him, he always answers. I've decided to put my trust in him rather than man. Man will fail you, but he never fails. May he honor your decision now to follow him. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, they responded to a message they had. Confirm to them that what they had is the truth through their testimonies from today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of them will enter water to take your name in water baptism. Whatever the enemy is using against them as a reason to torment them, Father, take it away in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore their glory. Restore their peace. Restore their health. Restore their joy. Restore their life. Restore all that needs to be restored. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may stand up. God bless you. God bless you. May go back to your seat. Congratulations. Come, come back. Come back. Come and shake me.
There are people almost.
My God will be your God.
Oh.
It's not ordinary handshake. I'm shaking you now. You see my God in action. Go. Peace of the Lord be with you. Peace of the Lord be with you. The 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 peace of the Lord be with you. Peace. The peace of the Lord. Peace. Peace of the Lord.